One of my favorite passages of Scripture is Psalm 107, 23 through 31. It says, "Those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business on great waters, they will see the hand of the Lord and his wonders in the deep." And verse 25 says, "And God caused the waves to mount up to the heavens and down to the depths. They staggered around like drunken men at their wits' end." And some of you may feel you're there today. "They crying out to the Lord in their distress. And the Lord heard their prayer." That's the good news. "The Lord heard their prayer, calmed the storm, and they were glad, and he brought them to their desired haven." Okay. So that's the story. That's the whole story. And I've said to people, audiences all over the world, there are three types of people in the audience, three types of people listening to me today. Those who are about to go into a storm, those who are in the middle of a storm, and those who have just come out of a storm. And I can say pretty much we're all in the second category today. We are in the middle of a storm. And yet, tough times and the storms don't diminish the reality of God's presence, okay? Darkness will fall, clouds will gather, shadows will come, but our faith and our confidence in him need never be shaken. And when we face those difficult times like we are today, God will always be with us to make a way where there seems to be no way. And I just want to encourage you today to focus on the fact that God is bigger than this virus. God is bigger than your financial challenges right now. God is bigger than any disease in your body. And we choose to put our trust in you today, Lord. I pray for all of my friends listening that you would touch their bodies, be healed in the name of Jesus. Jesus, your name is more powerful than cancer, heart disease, any virus. So in Jesus' name, be healed right now. Thank you, Lord, for providing for every need, making a way where there seems to be no way. Come and be big, be glorified, be magnified over this situation in Jesus' name. I have made you too small in my eyes. Oh Lord, forgive me. And I have believed in a lie, that you were unable to help me. But now, oh Lord, I see my wrong. Heal my heart and show yourself strong. And in my eyes and with my song, oh Lord, be magnified. Oh Lord, be magnified. And I have leaned on the wisdom of men. Oh Lord, forgive me. And I have responded to them instead of your light and your mercy. I see my wrong. Heal my heart and show yourself strong. And in my eyes and with my song, oh Lord, be magnified. Oh Lord, be magnified. And there is no magnified. Lord, we ask you to come. Be magnified, be glorified over this situation, over each life. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all.